Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, clear skies dominate across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a bright, sunny day. In Tel Aviv, the weather is warm and pleasant. Haifa sees slightly cooler temperatures, but remains dry. A lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu held secret talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War, bypassing Israel's security establishment. This news comes from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that Trump's top Gaza official warns that Israeli strikes could jeopardize ceasefire efforts and the disarmament of Hamas. This was reported 14 hours ago. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that the U.S. has directed its embassies to seek increased security for Jewish communities during the high holidays. Separately, JTA reports that a second Reform synagogue in Israel had its windows broken. The mayor of Ramat HaSharon vows to uphold pluralism and tolerance. This was reported 7 hours ago. And finally, Axios reports that House Democrats' pro-Israel wing gains influence on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz says he'll help steer U.S. policy on Israel. This was reported 33 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted 36 hours ago that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the House of Representatives, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted 37 hours ago about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in certain Israeli products. Balaz News, an Israeli news account, reported 37 hours ago that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban. The Dutch personnel have 1 week to leave Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post story, Prime Minister Netanyahu's secret talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War have just been revealed. These talks bypassed Israel's top security officials, leaving them in shock once the news surfaced. The revelation raises questions about the transparency of wartime negotiations, as well as potential diplomatic ramifications. Turning to Ynet, Nikolay Mladenov warns that ongoing Israeli strikes could destabilize the fragile ceasefire and delay Gaza's demilitarization. Both sides face accusations of violating terms, further complicating peace efforts. The implications could affect long-term regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has asked its embassies to boost security for Jewish communities during the high holidays. This directive follows rising anti-Semitic incidents globally, underscoring the need for vigilance during significant cultural events. In a related development, JTA highlights vandalism at a second Reform synagogue in Ramat HaSharon. The mayor's commitment to diversity aims to reassure the local community amid rising tensions. This incident highlights broader societal challenges around tolerance and inclusion. Finally, Axios reveals that House Democrats' pro-Israel faction is gaining strength. Representative Jared Moskowitz's new role could shape future U.S. policy towards Israel, signaling potential shifts in diplomatic priorities. On the economic front, first, KTEK reports that Israel spends more on education than any developed country, allocating 4.7% of its GDP. However, a finance ministry analysis reveals disappointing results, raising concerns about efficiency and effectiveness. Separately, Globes reports that the FAA has approved Israel for flights to the U.S. The airline plans to start the route on October 19, possibly earlier, marking a significant expansion in Israel's aviation sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business outlines a transformative project in the Negev, with local government adopting a startup mindset. This initiative aims to boost the region's economy with new housing and a national ecosystem reflecting innovative governance. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.